Hello everybody, welcome and kumusta. Thank you for joining me. This is Hao, your occupational therapist, and welcome to OT Conversations. Today we are diving into something inside the brain that has a big say in how we move, how we learn habits, and how we stay motivated, if you would believe it. This is called the basal ganglia. Now, what is it? The basal ganglia are a group of deep brain structures. Think of them as hubs that work together to help regulate the movement. This is a group of nucleus. They don't start the movement, but what it does is it fine-tunes it. Imagine a conductor in an orchestra, not playing an instrument, but it is guiding the direction of the sound. And this is what basal ganglia does. Let's talk about the parts of this basal ganglia. You have the caudate nucleus and the putamen. Together, they form this thing called striatum, and this is the input hub. The next thing would be the globus pallidus, which has an internal and an external segment. You also have the subthalamic nucleus, which is under the thalamus. And the substantia nigra, this is a black surface in there. And it has two parts, which is called the pars compacta and the pars reticulata, right? Each of these structures talks to one another through pathways. There are pathways. And these pathways allows the messages to go back and forth. And eventually it sends signals to the motor cortex. And this motor cortex is the part of the brain that commands the muscles. So what do they actually do? Number one, this basal ganglia has a function in movement control. The basal ganglia help you to start and smoothly carry out the movements while also stopping movements that you do not want. So in terms of coordination, this is amazing because it really, this is the conductor of the brain. The next is that it allows you to learn and develop habits. They play a role in motor learning, like when you're learning how to ride a bike, for example, or tying your shoes. All these habits and motor processing, it's happening there. It has an impact on, number three, your emotion and your motivation, because they are connected to the limbic system. And they help link your emotions with your actions. So everything you do matters, will motivate you. It's because of this, the emotion coming from the limbic system, which we will talk about at some point, and then all the motor control and coordination or the refinement of movement will be from the basal ganglia. Now, here's the cool bit. The pathways, there are two ones. The first one, there is a direct pathway which help promote the movement. And you also have some indirect pathways which helps suppress unwanted movement. In the middle of all of this, while everything is happening, at the center is dopamine. And this dopamine is the chemical messenger from the substantia nigra. The dopamine is just like the traffic lights that helps balance go and stop signals. So this dopamine is actually like a chemical messenger. It's amazing, isn't it? What happens if things go wrong in the basal ganglia? You will have conditions that affects the movement. What are these? Parkinson's disease is one. So where dopamine is lost, the movement then becomes very slow, stiff, and it's hard to start or stop. Yeah. In Huntington's disease, there is a degeneration of these three atoms, leading to what's happening then. The movement in Huntington's disease is jerky, and this movement is like a dance-like movement. It's called chorea. You have a more severe form of it. It's like a ballistic movement. It's called hemiballismus. This is damage to the subthalamic nucleus, and it leads to flinging movements of the arms. And violent movements can take place on one side of the body. If both are affected, then you can have both of it. If you take it from the name, hemiballismus, hemi being half, ballismus is ballistic movement. All right. And in mental health, you can have conditions like OCD, addiction. So it involves the disruption on the circuits in the basal ganglia as well. So as occupational therapists and healthcare professionals, why do we need to know about these basal ganglia? Well, because these structures will explain why a patient with Parkinson's disease might freeze at the doorway, or why someone with Huntington's disease struggles with involuntary movements. It gives us a lens of understanding about their motor challenges, and so we can then tailor our interventions, whether it's cueing strategies or whether we choose to do developmental changes or developmental adaptations or habit training. Understand that it is what it is. I think the problem here is that when you see the symptoms, you don't understand what it is as therapist, and then you will rely on doctors. And if doctors are not physical rehab medicine doctors, they wouldn't know what it is as well. So they will just treat this with some medications. But understand that something has happened in the brain, and this is the symptom, and therefore you need to tailor your intervention depending on the time that you are allowed to work with your patient. So if you are there at home in a rehab facility, yes, do restorative retraining. Develop that pathway again. Eventually, it will come back. If it is an acute condition, like for example, post-pump chorea, which is after a major surgery, particularly say PTE, pulmonary thromboembolectomy, you would have this, and it's called the PTE dance. But if it is a long-term condition, then you'll have to do some adaptations in terms of home adaptations. You will have to use some weighted utensils, for example. So weights will minimize that movement. Okay, so there you go, guys. That's basal ganglia. It's the deep brain, and it's a hub under or at the deep part of the brain. And it shapes the movement, it shapes the habit, and it will even drive us to act. Yeah. So just remember, guys, it's an amazing part of the brain. So when you see some movement problems that is not stroke-like, which is not hemiplegia, there's no weakness, yeah, or is not cerebellum, where there is gross incoordination, and it seems jerky, it seems a little bit strange, it seems a little bit uncoordinated in a different way, like atethosis, and quite restless, uncontrollable in terms of their speech, then it's the basal ganglia that is at play. This is a conductor of the movement. All the signals are there, but it's just refining all the movement, and so you don't have to have the unnecessary movements that come about. It's amazing. It's a beautiful part of the control system of the body. There you go, guys. I hope you learned a little something today. If you did, talk to your friends about the things that you have learned over a cup of tea. Learn together and grow together. Just remember, anything you do matters and has an outcome. Until next time, bye.